You're listening to St. Louis Public Radio Online. 40 years ago, a group of 125 young musicians put on their best clothes, tuned their instruments, and took the stage at Powell Hall. No one knew at the time how many performances the St. Louis Youth Symphony Orchestra would put on, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, one of the top ensembles in the country is still going strong.
It's noon on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and the 90 members of the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra are getting ready to rehearse German composer Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis. First-year trombonist David Lindsay says his typical plans for Thanksgiving break would not include an hour-and-a-half rehearsal.
Knowing me, I'd probably think about doing homework, but end up not doing homework and just, like, sitting on the couch and watching TV. So it's actually pretty good that I'm here and not wasting my time at home.
There's a special opportunity awaiting this group of musicians today. Leonard Slatkin, the conductor laureate of the professional orchestra, is in town for three performances. But he's carved out some time to work with the youth ensemble he founded on a piece that was featured in its December 1970 debut, Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid.
I'm a product of the youth orchestra format. You're playing abstract music, trying to create something for the audience, trying to bring these composers back to life. And the earlier anybody can begin to grasp that, that fuels you for almost anything in the future.
Slatkin was shocked to learn that the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra did not have a youth ensemble under its auspices. So he appointed a board and auditioned 600 young musicians. They were required to keep playing in their school ensembles as well.
The last thing we wanted to do was to take away from an already slightly eroding school music program. We wanted to supplement it and be part of it.
The few exceptions to that rule are in place for musicians like violinist Erica Westenberg, who's made the 200-mile round trip from Rolla for the last 6 years. The drive is worth it, she says. Rolla Senior High School doesn't have an orchestra, and Erica wants to play ensemble music throughout her life.
I've been playing in the community orchestra back in Rolla for a while, and I don't know, the technical level here is just so impressive, and our music is just so exciting.
The youth orchestra has nurtured more than 1,000 young musicians. Many choose careers in other fields, but some have returned to St. Louis to take the stage at Powell Hall as professionals. Bassoonist Felicia Foland played for Leonard Slatkin in the youth orchestra from 1973 to 1976. 14 years later, Slatkin hired her to join the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
He was perhaps a little bit more patient and not quite so much in a hurry as he was with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, but he still had the same artistic demands for the young people.
A highlight for Foland is the yearly side-by-side rehearsal, where musicians from both orchestras work on the youth program together. Trombonist David Lindsay and violinist Erica Westenberg enjoyed that experience as well.
It was just really cool having to sit sitting next to the professional player of your instrument, and he, you know, giving you advice or
just hearing the power that comes out of it.
Leonard Slatkin says he didn't think the youth orchestra would last more than its first 2 years, but he says its board and the city of St. Louis made it a priority. His pride and joy is now in the hands of Ward Stair. Stair conducted the youth orchestra's New York City debut last year and has big dreams for future concerts.
This is very impractical, I know, but I've always thought it would be fun to do at least maybe scenes of an opera with the youth orchestra. And then, you know, I'm thinking maybe a big Strauss tone poem might be fun, or maybe something with a chorus.
But for now, he'll keep working with his musicians as they prepare for their March concert and the start of another 40 years. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.